producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. How you doing out there? From sea to sea, east to west, and everywhere in between and beyond our borders. Big shout out to Cruz and the crew listening to us in England, and also Christina and her pals in Sweden. Get a lot of people listening to us in that country. But when you write to me in Swedish, my Spanish is a CSC. Swedish, I am so low on that totem pole of learning that language. I just got to say, I mean, what is the great equalizer? What is the software you can buy so that you can start working on it? I know it. It's in the recesses of my mind. All right, speaking of working on it, what is going on with this deal with Iran? I mean, look, we're going to pay Iran $1.7 billion, did you know that, in debt and interest. We pretty much blinked on these new sanctions from Iran. We just blanked them out. We had the whole sailor debacle. They were captured. Okay, then they were released, but they were held at gunpoint. We did see the video. They were on their knees. It was nasty business. The State of the Union was going on, not even mentioned. Luckily, they were released pretty quickly. Then we had this switcheroo release of the Americans who were detained over the weekend, which is good news because some of them had been there for too long of a time, including the Washington Post reporter who had been there for, and he was the bureau chief in Tehran, he had been there for 18 months. There was another American who had been there for 4 years. Israel is furious. The International Atomic Energy Agency over the weekend ruled that Iran had abided by the deal in July, so, you know, curbing the nuclear program, which means there's going to be this windfall of sanctions relief. So we had the prisoner exchange in secrecy once again. It just drives home the point of what are we doing in Iran? What are we doing? Our relationship with the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu couldn't be worse, especially between Netanyahu and Obama. And he was furious over the weekend. Of course he's furious. He knows what's going on. He knows it's a failed strategy. Netanyahu told his cabinet, "Were it not for our efforts to spearhead the sanctions and foil Iran's nuclear program, Iran would have already had nuclear weapons long ago." He called on the world powers to impose harsh, aggressive sanctions for any nuclear violations by Iran, actions which his office say would certainly result in Israel continually monitoring and flagging what they are. So it's a nightmare is what it is. John Kerry had this to say about the Iran deal and the reasons for why it happened. I think we have that. He's suddenly silent, John Kerry. If not, we'll circle back to it. But I think we've got comments from John Kerry, the Secretary of State, on the Iran nonsense. And we'll let you hear that. Maybe we've got a technical snafu there. But let's go out to Dan in Texas right at the top. Perfect timing for him to put his headset down, if you know the drill. Dan, his headset down. Perfect. Down. That's awesome.
Hello.
Hello, we hear you.
Hello.
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 We're here.
Finally.
Finally. Like we're on his cell phone. I can't hear you. What's wrong with that cell tower?
Right. Okay, nice repeat on the Everest story. I liked hearing that again. the Benghazi movie that you went to see, I saw, well, actually, I heard the report by the people who were actually involved in that on the Sean Hannity show here a few days ago. And my opinion, even though I haven't seen the movie, is still the same. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama should be tried for treason and sent to jail. These people, well, these people are the enemies of America. They both were in dereliction of their duty. They let our ambassador be murdered. They couldn't have an uprising be considered to be what it was, which was a terrorist attack, which they knew. They put out that fake story that it was because of a video that was put on the internet to inspire the people to riot and cause problems. I'm telling you, these people are despicable. They should be tried for treason and sent to jail.
But Dan, you know, I don't know what they said on the Hannity show, but it was not a flattering portrait of what happened there. It showed
how nobody rescued anybody. I heard another woman do a thing. She took her people that she is on the Doug Stephan show. She's a co-host. Mm-hmm. She took 75 people from her area there in Los Angeles to that movie. When they walked out of the movie, they were in tears. And
yeah.
They were ready to hang Hillary and Barack Obama from a tall oak tree. I'm telling you, girl, this is absolutely despicable. These people should be tried, not impeached. They should be tried for treason and sent to jail.
Yeah, I gotcha. I mean, listen, again, people were furious in the theater where I was. They were screaming things
out. About Iran. This is just more of the stiff columnist Barack Obama doing everything he can to destroy this country. You cannot name one situation since his presidency has come to fruition that has not caused us money and loss of power and loss of prestige and loss of defensive capability. And I can go down the list as long as my arm. And that's unbelievably the sum total is just we've got a fifth columnist, an enemy in the White House that hates America and is doing everything he can with his minions to destroy us. This man deserves to be put in jail.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what, that's not going to happen. We both know that. But, Dan, I totally agree with you on the Benghazi deal because I saw it, and it's infuriating. It's sickening. You and I have talked about that, though. We totally are in agreement with what happened there, and especially because there wasn't any truth-telling after it. And there was the possibility that they could have been rescued, and they didn't allow it to happen. It was cockamamie protocol nonsense. It was ridiculous what happened, and that's what the movie illustrated, of course, what we have been talking about. All right, I think we've got John Kerry talking about what we were just talking about there, the Iran situation. Check it out.
Because the alternative is far more dangerous for our country and for the region.
All right, so that's the reason why. They cut the deal. We cut these deals because it's far more dangerous. Really? It's far more dangerous. It's better to have the sanctions hanging over their head. And Benjamin Netanyahu knows that because now all of that money rolls back into their pockets. I think it's a huge mistake. You might not agree. That's fine. Jump on in. 855-266-5283. Back in a flash.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. Buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly buysellmakeoffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Music is a world within itself. It's a language we all understand.
Hey, hey! Welcome back to America Tonight. Can you believe it? We just went through another Martin Luther King Jr. celebration. 50 years, hard to believe. And as we roll through, we are getting closer to February. I guess I don't want to go that far. We're narrowing down the choices as far as football's concerned, so we still have a couple more. Nail the scores, don't forget. You definitely don't want to miss out on this Tuesday, second hour, last segment, your chance to win a computer if you correctly nail the score. Some people are starting to circle it like sharks. We've chummed the waters. I have a good feeling that somebody is going to win. I do. It could be you. So you might not win the $1 billion in the lottery, but hey, you win a computer from America Tonight, and you don't have to pony up any money for it. Grim, how are you?
Kind of in complete agreement with Dan there, but that's not what I called about. I know you want to talk about that. But, you know, I was kind of calling in about this presidential thing.
Yeah.
Do you remember the conservative talk show, Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and Sean Hannity, back in 2012 election, pretty much lost a lot of their viewership because they wouldn't, you know, stand out and say who they would want for president. And Michelle,
I don't remember that. When was that?
Well, this is, you know, Obama's second election.
Well, you know, that was because I don't think people were completely on board at all for the whole Romney deal. And
well, Romney wasn't even, you know, I mean, you had an array. I listened to the whole thing, Kate, day by day, right? You know, months ahead, you know, it's just like right now. I could tell you right now who Glenn Beck's waving between Cruz and Rubio.
Yeah,
that's
definitely
That's who he's going to vote for.
Yeah.
Okay? Rush Limbeck, he's total Rubio.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Sean Hannity, he's total Cruz.
Yeah.
But he won't say it.
Yeah.
I know where their stance are.
Right, what you think.
And
yeah.
They're all still going for what I call the career politicians. That's, you know, I'm here to stir the milk up and get rid of this, you know, break both parties apart. I don't care. You know, there should be a third party at least.
Yeah.
Because I'm a George Washington person, you know.
Yeah, you know, I'm all about that. I'm all about the third party. I always say that and it gets shellacked, but I agree with you. I mean, this is just crazy what we keep going through every single cycle.
Oh, yeah. The mm-hmm. only one that's out there that finally saw the truth after all this other mess right before it happened was Mark Levin. And he's the only one that takes his own personal money and gets out there and does anything.
Yeah.
That doesn't yeah. make money. That doesn't make money. Okay? I'm not talking about opening up your own TV show because you're still making a profit from it.
Right.
Plays.
Right.
You see where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
Mark Levin, he only gets the money from his books. But he's part of the Heritage, and he donates to the Heritage Foundation. But, you know, I mean, he's still kind of a good old boy Republican now. and that's the problem. Mississippi, if you want to find politics, Mississippi is the state in all 50 of them you go to. Because the good old boy politics is well and alive up in D.C. They've learned how to be just as slick as they can with, you know, Southern style politics.
You're right. You're so right.
And all you have to do is watch our own elections here.
Yeah.
Because I've been battling this my whole life because I'm not a native Mississippian.
Right, I know what you're talking about, yes.
That's why I can also say, because I grew up here from the age of 5, I can also say that, you know, hey, I am. Because I went through, what we celebrate today with Martin Luther King.
Right.
I went through the 60s.
And you know.
I can tell you exactly what it was like. And guess what? They didn't like me. They hated me just as much as they hated the others.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
You know?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. But it's still alive. It's still somewhat alive.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, there's a lot of good people. But, I mean, you just got to take the good with the bad.
You know what? You said it so right. People are people. You can't. There's just so much you can do. And there's free will, free choices. Thank goodness we live in the United States. And there's a lot of people we don't want to hang out with and we don't agree with. And there's a lot of wonderful people. You're right.
Well, that's the whole thing. And see, this is just it. You know, the third party would be so more effective. And this is why I'm pushing for Trump. You know, because like I said, hey, if anything else, they will impeach him. I mean, if
yeah.
he gets so bad, you can call your representative and no problem.
You're right.
They'll get him out the door.
You're right. He's an outsider, so he'd be easy to go after. Yeah.
Now, here's something you're going to love. You know, it would be nice if first off, what's her name? Karina?
Carly Fiorina.
Fiorina.
Fiorina. Fiorina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, make her the vice president. And then Ben
Carson,
make him Secretary of State.
Oh, that would infuriate so many people.
No. It's the quiet ones you always got to be scared of.
Somebody told me that once, yes. What are they really thinking in there?
When he walks in and he tells Putin, he says, well, you need to behave. Putin won't know how to take it.
Yeah, you need to behave.
You know, he's quiet. He's quiet. And that's just it. You just, you know, but he'd make a great Secretary of State, I think.
Yeah, maybe you have a point about the whole quiet thing. Yeah, maybe there's something to that, yeah. But I think once you, listen, here's the thing. With the president, a lot of it is about who do you surround yourself with, because you have the cabinet. The cabinet has to be, is key. They have to be solid. Or you got to ditch them. You got to ditch them. Yeah.
That's Obama's problem.
Yes.
A lot of people don't understand. If you hate Obama, well, guess who his cabinet's been?
Yes.
Clinton's old cabinet.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And so look to who, remember, I'll tell you what, I thought forever and a day he needs to get rid of Tim Geithner. And then we saw what happened with the Attorney General, which that was brutal. I said the same thing. I remember doing a show almost right from the very beginning and saying, man, who's a liability to this guy? Who would you pink slip? And, I mean, Geithner had so many ties to Wall Street, it was ridiculous.
Well, Levin said the other night, you just don't know how many attorneys throughout D.C. inside the
yes.
administration.
Yeah.
You're going to have to, you know, whoever steps in is going to have to clean out.
Yeah.
He said, I know, because I was underneath Reagan as, you know, advisor.
Right.
And yeah. You just don't know how you don't know. I'd love to run, but I wouldn't want the job.
No. No.
Yeah. How many years will it take just to, you know, clean up the mess he's got?
Right.
The people he's established. And something else he mentioned, you know, the next president we elect, what's the you got the very possibility of three new Supreme Court justices you might have to put in place.
No kidding. And that's important then. It's important about ideology, because no matter what is said, there is definitely an ideological slant, because there's no way someone can say they're completely objective and it's by the letter of the law, and they know that.
Yeah. And well, we got a Supreme Court that's only supposed to make rulings, but they're writing law. That's Congress's job.
Yeah. Yep,
I mean,
you're right.
The Chief Justice is, you know, this is the law. You don't make law. You make a ruling, and then it's up to the states to decide as to whether they want to enforce it.
Yeah, it's an interpretation. Yep.
That's all it is. That's all they're there for. Now, they can make an affirm ruling in the case of harm or something like that to an individual. But when it comes to the law, it's just a ruling.
Yeah, absolutely. Very good points, Grim, as always. It's always fun to chat with you. You know that. Thanks for the call. And he brings up some really good things when we're talking about president and things to think about of who is electable, who's elected, and what does it all mean. And I really think so much about the power of choice and who they put in place. Mailbag next.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you know that wireless technology, like cell phones, do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
All right, you want to throw in your 2 cents? You know you can do it. Just punch in these digits, 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Welcome to America Tonight. If you just tuned in, you're locked and loaded. We are banging it around, politically speaking, talking about what the buzz is in the backyard. And we know the U.S. has to pay Iran $1.7 billion in the legal settlement, plus all the sanctions are being lifted. Netanyahu is furious, so we'll see what the fallout is in that direction. It's all about campaigning. Iowa, Iowa, Iowa. Big gaffe by Donald Trump, but in the end it doesn't matter. He's at Liberty University, and he talks about loving the Bible, but whoops, he has a slip-up with the Bible. And actually the kids were cool with it. You know, they embraced it, and they liked him enough, and it was fine, and then he moves on. So, you know, the crowd just laughed. They just laughed when he quoted the Bible and moved on from there. And it's funny because somebody sent me today the 10 outrageous quotes from Donald Trump. They were somewhere on some website. Who knows? One of the major websites. When I say major cable websites, it gets hit up a lot. And I was reading some of them. And they go back to like June when he started to, you know, really start to take off more. And he said, when Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're bringing rapists. And some, I assume, are good people. That raised a few eyebrows, but then, boom, that was over. He said this about John McCain. He's not a war hero. He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured. Whoops. He said, in August, you can see there was blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her what? At wherever. Oh, that was not good. He explained that one. Megyn Kelly was just nonplussed by the whole thing that was going on with all of that. It was very hard for them to attack me on looks because I am so good looking. And, of course, he was joking, and that was in August. He said this about Carly Fiorina. You know, this got her some points. Look at that face. Would anyone vote for that? Can you imagine that? The face of our next president? He said in October there'd be a major collapse of the race and there'd be a major collapse of television ratings. It would become a depression in television. It was funny. He said in November, hey, I watched when the World Trade Center came tumbling down and I watched in Jersey City, New Jersey, where thousands and thousands of people were cheering as that building was coming down. And there were clips shown. I remember that. I was there too, and I remember the clips that he's talking about, so there was a disconnect, a little bit of it, but there were definitely some people cheering on the other side of the river. I know that to be certain from my own travels in and out of the city, because I was working in Queens, I was working in New York, so I know that there was a shred of truth in that. It's just exaggerated numbers because they were showing these clips, and there were a lot of people, and of course that was the mistake where it was in the Middle East versus here, but there were definitely people on the other side of the river that were cheering. I mean, Chris Christie can say what he wants. I saw, and I know that's what I saw too as well. Donald Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States. We know what that led to. That was in December. Putin is a strong leader. He's making mincemeat out of our president. Oh, he infuriated the White House over that. That was in December. Then on Hillary Clinton, she got schlonged. She lost. I mean, she lost. And, of course, there he's trying to correct that. So, anyway, it's a few Trumpisms. Not the misquote on the Bible, like I said, at Liberty, got some chuckles, but didn't amount to much other than a blowout moments in the media, but not enough to say, hey, you know what, these evangelicals are not going to vote for him. They just are not going to. They're not going to go his way. They may go Ted Cruz's way because Ted Cruz definitely fits into the evangelical mold, if you will. But we'll see. We'll see what happens in the results season for sure. A lot of you wanted to talk about that. So without further ado, let's hit the mailbag. It is mail time. I love that. Thank you, Patrick. This one from Willie in Tennessee. Hi, Ms. Delaney. Have you ever been to Tennessee? In Tennessee, I have to tell you, all we're talking about is what's happening this year in the election. And I hope that the people in my fair state do come out and vote in droves. I agree with you. People should put their money where their mouth is. For goodness sake, there's absentee ballots. There's many ways to vote, and I think it's a crying shame, like you, that more people don't vote. Even if they're disgruntled and don't like the choices, at least we have a choice. Touche. I like that, Willie. Yep, we do have choices. I don't understand it, the low voting totals. I've said this before, but right when I was a kid out of school, I had a job in El Paso, Texas, and I spoke fluent Spanish then, or pretty darn good, let's say 90% fluent. So there was Mexican elections, and they said, do you want to go cover the Mexican elections in Chihuahua? And I said, oh, yeah, of course. So they sent me with a photographer. We flew down on some crazy Mexicali airline that I don't know how I survived that. It seemed like we were hugging the top of the plane. But we got down there, and I interviewed in Chihuahua, the mayor, and talked to some people, and there was an NBC national crew down there and some other camera teams and reporters, not a lot, but a few, and it was big because of the pre and the panistas and what was going to happen in Chihuahua was significant. So here's the shortcut, and maybe I was naive or whatever, but we saw people stuffing the ballot box, and then we saw soldiers everywhere with guns, and they were pretty much forcing them, let's just say, to stuff the ballot boxes. So I told my photographer, get a shot of that. Whoo, how I got out of Chihuahua, I don't know. And then later in the day, there were shots overhead, and then, of course, a scary night in a hotel. And I realized then, just right then, Wow. This is voting that we're talking about. They're forcing this down their throats. This is not a free election by any stretch of the imagination. Might as well be a dictatorship. And they don't want this to be pushed out there. That's for sure. And I saw that in Ecuador, too, where everybody had a card. Now, there they got everybody to vote. They weren't telling you how to vote, but it was a definite you have to vote. There's no choice. If you want to sit around and not vote, go ahead, but we're not letting you out of the country. You want to go to Miami and visit people and have a little shopping spree? That's not happening. So to Willie's point and to mine, you have the opportunity to vote. People go to great lengths, and I really honor those Americans when it's really tough for them, when they're ill, to get to the polls, and they do it. So stop whining about it's not the exact person you wanted, and go and get your rear end to the voting place, the polling places, and vote, for goodness sake, when it comes around in November. Get an absentee ballot. All right, enough of the lecture. We move on to Teddy. I like this. Teddy says, hi, Kate. I just want you to know you have a lot of fans in Sarasota. I heard you talking about the tornadoes the other day, and you were in Siesta Key. I'm so disappointed you didn't make time for us, the listeners, to come and find you somewhere. I'm glad you had a good time at Siesta Key, but you would not have had a good time had you been there during the twister that topped down all of a sudden. It was upon us. Luckily, my neighborhood was spared, but boy, not too far to the right and left of me. It was pretty bad beat, bad business, lots of things being ripped up. The key thing is the loss of life, though, as you say, you can bounce back, you can live to fight a good fight than another day. So I guess that's the thing to remember. Yeah, I saw, I talked about that. Being in Siesta Key is gorgeous. Of course, you're vulnerable. You're on a key, but you're not thinking about that. And especially you're not thinking about tornadoes. You're thinking about hurricanes, I think, more. But now tornadoes happen. And not far from this studio, we know that it was disastrous what happened in Garland. I mean, just disastrous. I went out there the other day, and I could not believe what I was seeing just to try to help. I mean, there's people that still need help. They're picking up the pieces of their lives. Just so many houses flattened and, you know, oh, just awful, awful stuff. All right, quickly, let's rip through some more. Here's one from Betty. Betty says, Kate, how about the RNC dumping NBC and going to CNN for this next Republican debate? Did you read the story on that? I did read the story on that. And isn't that interesting? Because, you know, they hold the cards. So if they want to move a debate, they can. And that's what they did. They moved the February debate. It's on the 26th. And what they're going to do is they just severed ties with NBC. So they went to CNN. And they're going to, you know, what the location is and all that they're going to talk about, but that's it. The negotiations just failed, and since they failed, they jumped and went to the next one. I mean, look, Rents Priebus is in the best possible position you can be in, because in getting ratings, the networks want it, because they're not getting ratings with their programming. But for the RNC, they just want to make sure that the people on the stage, the candidates, get the opportunity to lay out whatever, as he said, their vision for the future. So they don't like, they don't want to work with NBC because of what NBC is trying to do, I guess, with on some of the campaigns. So that was that. And they just pushed forward knowing that, you know what, we have the upper hand in these negotiations, and that's, you know, that's where we're going. I suppose that's what we can do. One other quick one. This one from Tim, who says, Kate, rock on with your football knowledge. Love it. I'll be there for the next Nail the Score. I want the computer. Hey, good promo. Tuesday, last segment, whole segment, Nailing the Score, baby. Thanks for listening to this Hour of America tonight.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I think the saddest number of all is the one I heard earlier in the day. Glenn Frey, key member of the Eagles, and I can remember as a really young kid having a crush on the older rocker dude, and Glenn Frey would be it. Glenn Frey, 67 years old, and sadly, Glenn Frey lost a battle with what, as I said earlier in the show, you would think, we just can't help ourselves, right? It's the ugly sea. It's killing everyone we know and love, and we're praying that we're dodging it. So I just assumed, oh no, is this going to be something to do with cancer? And it wasn't cancer. Part of what he had happened was rheumatoid arthritis and pneumonia. He had was battling wicked things intestinally. And I know how that can be. I've seen this with my mother-in-law, and she's a few years younger than Glenn Frey. But Glenn Frey dies at the age of 67. You think of the fabulous music, the wonderful band, the Eagles, and the Hotel California. You Belong to the City was one of his solos. The Heat is On. That was a great song. And what you might not know is Frey formed the Eagles with three other backup musicians for Linda Ronstadt. Yeah, they were all about Linda Ronstadt, and then, boy, they went on to some wild things, didn't they? Don Henley said this, who, by the way, lives in Dallas. He said it'll be strange going forward in a world without him in it, but I will be grateful every day that he was in my life. Rest in peace, my brother. You did what you set out to do, and then some. And so many musicians reacting naturally to his death. Travis Tritt said, in honor of the late Glenn Frey, one of my favorite Eagles songs, Rip, My Friend, and he put out a YouTube of him singing Take It Easy. Sheryl Crow said, Glenn Frey, you'll be sorely missed. Thank you for all you gave us. Huey Lewis said, Glenn Frey, I'm shocked. A brilliant songwriter, a really good guy. Talented, funny, cynical, and sweet, Huey. So tough for the family, you know, and you think of, you think of Take It Easy, and he helped polish off that song, Take It Easy. You know, when there was writer's block, he finished it, and he had his own solo thing going, and remember the Eagles reunited, and thank goodness, after not touring and being estranged, I'll call it that, but then they came back together, and that was just a crazy town concert. 94, Hell Freezes Over. And anyway, and then they continued to tour and toured a bunch of other years after that. But I love that. I remember the Hell Freezes Over. When Hell Freezes Over. Just to prove the point that there were some problems and they solved those problems. All right, moving on to another number, because this is about numbers we can count. And this number has to do with an icebreaker worth $1 billion. So the Coast Guard is looking for a $1 billion icebreaker, with Russia making an Arctic push. And what does that mean? Because there's a big presence, a military presence in the Arctic. So now we need an icebreaker ship. Give us our icebreaker ship. Senator Lisa Murkowski, an Alaska Republican, and Angus King, a Maine independent, and the Coast Guard commander were among those calling for this kind of a ship at a recent event for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, saying that, look, you see what Russia's doing? We better get on it. Do we give them the $1 billion for their icebreaker machine or not? If we're keeping tabs on Russia, then we definitely need to have that. So when we were just talking about the possibility of World War III, I don't see how they can afford not to have it. My vote is, yeah, it's a lot of money, but boy, we're spending a lot of money in a lot of other directions too, aren't we? So I say, ixnay the old feelings and absolutely, absolutely go for it. You know, I talked about Glenn Frey and the shock of what it was that killed him, to me, because I assumed it was cancer. Then somebody sent me this sad story about a Portland State linebacker. A.J. Schlater, his name was. Some of you are listening to us in that area. Just 20 years old. I like want to hug his family. Just 20 years old, and he died due to what they're saying is an apparent blood clot. It had to do with the whole tonsils thing. His father posted it on Facebook. The blood clot might have happened following surgery to remove his tonsils. He had that happen on Friday. So removing tonsils, you're not thinking that, right? Oh, tonsils. Yeah. I mean, of course, it's surgery, but it's tonsils. Happens all the time. But, I mean, how sad. And they did everything they could. And I love the father's tweet because he put out all these fabulous pictures of him being incredibly happy in his uniform, playing the whole thing, and just saying, and how sad they are, but talked about him, and I thought, wow, that's great that he did that, because I can only imagine the shock of the family. You know, my big number there is 20. It's too darn young to die. It just is at 20 years old with seemingly everything in front of you, and especially from something that we're certainly not expecting anything can happen, but wow, unreal. We move from the sad story there, but the great outpouring for the family, to the governor in Flint talking about the disaster of the water crisis there. You can't drink the water. It's like you're in Mexico. Or look out. So Governor Rick Snyder said it's a disaster, but he's not going to step down. He said it's a disaster. It's not my fault. He didn't say it quite that way, but he said they just want to make sure they're doing whatever they can to deal with the damage and address the people of Flint in a constructive way. In April of 2014, there's your number, the state decided to temporarily switch Flint's water source from Lake Huron to the Flint River. It was a cost-saving deal until a new supply line to Lake Huron was ready. The river had a reputation for nastiness, and after the switch, they complained, the people that lived there, that their water looked, smelled, and tasted funny, and they found that it was not good. They had all this lead in the water. So then the city switched back, but the damage was already done to the lead pipes. So now everybody's drinking out of bottled water. They're drinking bottled water. They're handing out bottled water. The National Guard is helping them to do that, so the water supply is not good, needless to say. And there's the angry bunch of 100 to 150 people who are rallying outside of the governor's home in Ann Arbor and trying to make him pay attention to what's happening, but he's saying he's not stepping down. It's tough. How do you live? Think about this. How do you live without water? Very tough to live without water. It's the one thing we definitely all need. No matter where you live, no matter what your situation is, water is life. I know, going deep at the tail end. Send me your thoughts, AmericaTonight.net.
Tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.